Hi everyone, Brian Hitney here with a screencast on building your bot for the Rock Paper Azure Challenge. In the last screencast, we looked at the Bot Lab that acts as our local test site for testing and experimenting with bots that we'll create. Now it's time for us to build some of these custom bots, so let's just go ahead and get started. Right now, I'm just running my Bot Lab locally. Later, when we're ready, we can deploy this to Azure, but for the time being, we're going to keep it local for our testing. If we go back and look at the folder from our original download, you'll recall that we had two folders, one for the Bot Lab project, and then the other one we haven't looked at until now, which is the My Bot project. So we'll go ahead and open this up, and then we'll double-click the My Bot solution file. We don't need to run this as an administrator because the Bot Lab itself was an Azure solution, which does require admin rights, but in this case, we're just compiling a class library. If we look at the solution, you'll see that there are a couple of files in here, specifically My Bot Factory and My Bot. We can ignore My Bot Factory. The game engine needs it to load the bot for each game, but we shouldn't change anything in that file. In mybot.cs, which is already open here, you can see that we have one simple method in here, and that's called makeMove. Notice that the default implementation is just to return moves.getRandomMove. This will return a random move of either rock, paper, or scissors. It's completely up to us to define what we want our bot to do. For example, if I want my bot to only throw rock all the time, we could just do something like this, return moves.getRandomMove. Rock. And now every time our bot plays, it's just going to keep throwing rock over and over again. This is a good time to call out the different moves that are available. If we look at the IntelliSense, we'll see that we have, of course, rock, paper, and scissors, but we also have dynamite and water balloon. Dynamite will beat rock, paper, or scissors, but we only have 100 to use each time we match off against another player, and there could be potentially thousands of games per match. If you try to throw dynamite when you don't have any, you're going to lose automatically. Water balloon will beat dynamite, but loses to everything else. So it's very powerful if you think you know when your opponent will throw dynamite, but it can be treacherous if you're wrong. Remember, it's the first player to get to 1,000 points in the match who will win, so it's up to us to craft a reasonable strategy. So how do we keep track of how much dynamite we have left, or how much is available per round? Glad you asked. If we look at the method signature, there are a few objects that are passed in. We have you, which is your bot. We have an opponent. And then we have the game rules themselves. If we look at the rules themselves, you'll see that there are a few properties here, such as maximum games, points to win, starting dynamite. We can use these to determine how much dynamite we have per round, how many points we need to win, and the maximum games, which is 5,000. In fact, for the purpose of Rock, Paper, Azure, these rules are never going to change. It's 100 starting dynamite, a maximum number of games of 5,000, so if for some reason the game gets to 5,000 games, a tie will be declared. And then the number of points to win, which is 1,000. Maybe for version 2, we'll consider doing some dynamic rules just to test how adaptable your bot is, but for the time being, these rules are static. Now, if we look at you, which in this case is me, we can look at this and see that we have some properties here, such as the number of dynamite remaining, a boolean of whether or not we have any dynamite. We could look at our last move, the number of decisions. Every time we make a move, that counts as a decision. The number of points that we have, and then what our team name is. Likewise, we can look at this from our opponent as well. So if we want to keep track of what our opponent is doing, we can access these properties on the opponent object just as well. One thing we can also do is use variables to track things throughout the game. So for example, I could say int game num equal to 0. And then we can just increment game num each time the engine calls make move. And that will tell us what game we're in the current match. Now there are a bunch of really great strategies in the game, but it's a lot more fun for you to discover them on your own. So for now, let's just create a mirror bot. A mirror bot will play whatever our opponent played last time, and let's just make up a rule like every 10th game we'll throw dynamite if we have any. So in order to do that, we'll keep our game num in there. We'll first check if the game num is 1. And we'll return a random move if the current game is won, because in this case, the opponent hasn't made any moves yet. Otherwise, let's return our opponent's last move. So we can say return opponent dot last move. Now, in order to throw our dynamite, we can do something like this. If u dot has dynamite and game num mod 10 is 0, so every 10th game, then let's return moves dot dynamite. Okay, so let's just go through this real quick. Every time through, we increment our current game num. If it's the first game of the match, we'll just return a random new move. If it's the 10th game, an increment of 10, and we have dynamite, we'll throw it. Otherwise, let's return our opponent's last move. So that looks good to me, and we'll go ahead and compile it by hitting Control-Shift-B or just hitting the build button. One thing I recommend is that you always do a release build for your bot. The server has some strict timeouts, so every optimization you can get in your bot is important. So to look at our bot, I'll just right-click on the My Bot folder, and we'll look at that folder in Windows Explorer, go to the bin release folder, and here we have a bunch of files. Most of these are just references to the core project, but the mybot.dll file is the one that represents our bot, and that's the one that we need to upload to the site. Because the bot lab will show us the file name of the bot, it's often convenient to rename this file. We can rename the DLL directly to say, in this case, we might call it MirrorBot. Or we could do that from the MyBot properties by right-clicking and changing the name of the output assembly name. You could do it whichever way is most convenient for you. You don't have to rename it, but I find it convenient, especially if I'm creating a bunch of different bots, just to rename them so I have them all in one folder. So the next thing I'm going to do is copy this path into my clipboard, because when we go back to the bot lab, we want to jump into this folder very quickly. So I'll highlight that and hit Control-C. Now I'll go back to my bot lab. My session might have timed out here. Nope, it didn't. Okay, so here we have the built-in bots, and I'm going to add a new bot, so we'll click the file upload. I'll paste in my folder and select mirrorbot.dll. And click open. And see, we have mirrorbot.dll, and then I'll click the add bot button. One thing I do want to point out is, should we stop our bot lab deployment and redeploy it later, we'll lose the bots that we've uploaded, as the bots are only stored locally on the VM. They're not persisted to storage like Azure Drives, Blob Storage, or SQL Azure. So always remember to keep a copy of your bots locally. Notice here in our list, we still have all of the bots that were built in, Big Bang, Cycle, and Random, but then we also have MirrorBot. So let's go ahead and start a round and see what happens. So notice here that MirrorBot and Big Bang actually tie for first place. They both have 2 wins and 1 loss for a total of 6 points, and then we also have a tie for second place. This is a good time to call out that should a tie occur on our game server, the winner is whichever bot was uploaded earliest. So if we'd like to look at these results, let's click on MirrorBot, and notice here that we have Big Bang versus MirrorBot. So we start off throwing rock, which is a random move, and notice now that we'll throw whatever our opponent did. So Bing Bang is on the left column, we're on the right, so notice that here is rock, and then we threw it the next time, then he threw scissors, and then we threw scissors, and so on and so forth down to the bottom of the game. Notice that when we both threw the same move, such as dynamite, the points push or accumulate until somebody wins. In this case, we threw dynamite and picked up 5 points in the single game because the points were accumulating from the previous games. So let's look and see who won. In this case, MirrorBot won. And so that's a quick example of how we can code a bot, get it uploaded, and check the results. We can create as many bots and as many variations as we'd like, so have fun and be creative. Thanks for watching, and if you have any questions, feel free to contact us through the www.rockpaperazure.com website.